Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dirt and Spray continues.
I think I'm becoming lactose intolerant. Is that possible?
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Spray.
Dude, I could choke down six of those easily.
Dirt and Spray.
Eggs, breakfast, and go whoop ass.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hello. Welcome into the second hour of the program we call Dirt and Spray here. The Sunrise Guys with you on Tuesday. Hope everybody's doing all right out there.
Ready, ready.
My dog had a 2 a.m. I got a piss, dude.
It's always fun.
Somebody forget
to take him out right before bed?
No, he went out twice.
Okay. Not a lot of outdoor time yesterday. Yesterday was not an outdoor time. We're going for a walk, but we're going quick, buddy. Let's go. Pick up the pace. We're getting back inside.
We're not taking like 2.5 mile walks in that weather, but...
No, we're doing a couple of blocks and we're heading home, man.
I think he just drank a little too much water. He doesn't normally do that, so when he's coming to your bedside, he's got to go.
We got an emergency here, man.
Which I appreciate, because like I'd rather have that than on my carpet.
Yeah, you'd rather have it outside and wake up than have piss all over your floor.
Does feel bizarre though to go into your front yard at 2 a.m. You feel like a weirdo.
Oh, you go front yard pee, not backyard pee?
I have a big deck. And so I don't then like it's super dark. Yeah. I can't see anything. It's just way easier to go to the front.
There you go. My fear is that we have an epidemic of skunks in our neighborhood. Like it's bad.
That's horrible.
And it's terrifying. And so every time when my dog woke up this morning when I was up to go out to take a leak, I have to do like a scan outside of like make sure the coast is clear.
Oh man.
You got the flashlight click?
Oh, it's just we have a big bright light in our backyard that we just keep on now because of that. And I've woken up times before going to the show and there's just a skunk chilling in the middle of the backyard. Just hanging out.
Awesome.
Just one of the nibbling. Worst smells. I remember when my dog, we were over at my mom's.
He got skunked, huh?
Big photinia hedge in front of their back fence. Mm. Came in, and it was dark. We were over there in the evening, and I put a hand kind of up on his head, and it was wet.
Oh
God.
And so...
Was it raining?
I don't like where the story's going.
It was.
No, I'm just like, it's not raining.
Why is he wet? What's going on here, man? This is not good.
That smell, in a minute, I was like, oh, no.
You almost vomit. It's so bad. There's so many of them in the neighborhood that sometimes they get run over.
The full blast.
Yeah.
It was a glancing blow, but it was enough where, yeah.
I mean, you got to go like tomato can. I mean, if the things you have to do to get that out of hair is insane.
Is it tomato or is it oatmeal?
This happened to my family dog years ago. Years ago, my old family dog got sprayed by a skunk early in the morning. It was raining. He got terrified and ran back inside. The door was still open. My mom was getting ready to go to school. She was a counselor for years. He runs in, jumps into their bed. So now the whole house smells like it. The sheets smell like it. It was on her just by vicinity. And she went to work that day and she got to work and they told her, you have to go home.
You gotta
go. Oh, like you cannot be here. Yeah. And I think she had to shower for like 2 weeks. I can't remember what it was, but it was something like cans of tomato paste it was something weird to try and get the smell out.
Yeah, really? we eventually went to the vet, got some special shampoo or something.
Dude, it is so bad.
Fortunately, he didn't climb up on a couch or anything.
So no furniture was affected.
So none of that. And I think once we were done with the towel, we just threw the towel out.
Yeah, that towel's not redeemable.
Might have burned it in the backyard.
See, I think the good thing with mine is my dog's an idiot.
And he also, like, he's pretty well trained, but if he sees a cat, it's over, dude. Like, if it has fur and it moves, he's gone.
Yeah.
So I had him on a leash. So I'm kind of controlling the situation. So if I see anything moving,
you just yank him.
He's not wandering over out of curiosity. We're going inside.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Have the leash ready to go. You never know when you're going to need it.
It sometimes sucks that you can't trust your dog to just kind of wander, do his business, and come back. But in those instances, it's 2 a.m. Like, do your business. Let's go back inside. I'm trying to get an hour of sleep.
Yeah, it always terrifies me when it takes too long and he's out there sniffing. I'm like, dude, no, let's go. Let's go. You wanted to go pee? You go pee. We're going back inside.
We got a unique ticker today. The Blazers lost to a very shorthanded Laker team. The Lakers were missing 71 points, and that's not counting LeBron's points per game, which is probably in the 20s, I am guessing. Yeah. Like, that was a bad loss.
Yeah, really bad loss.
So we'll get to that today. We got other college football and NFL odds and ends to get to. We start the second hour. Oregon-Iowa week is here.
Hey, welcome to Iowa week, everybody.
Kinnick Stadium. I was reading an article on stadiums, and there's a lot of Big Ten writers that rank it the most underrated in the conference.
I think it's a good size stadium. It has one of the coolest traditions in all of the sport, waving to the hospital at the end of the first quarter. And there's little old school nuance touches that exist. Like, their opponent locker room is painted pink.
Is it still pink?
It's still pink to this day, which is just
a
fun, like,
that goes back to the Hayden Fry days, doesn't it?
Forever ago. I mean, that's one of those cool touches of, like, yeah, you come to town, opposing locker room, it's good to be pink. I love little touches like that. It seems like of the bucket list stadiums, it's near the top of the list in the Big Ten for me.
I think that would be a definite one for me if I was a diehard Duck fan. I look at the schedule, and it's easy to say, like, Penn State, right?
Yes, go to a whiteout game would be awesome.
And it was an awesome atmosphere, but this would... I'm thinking about their road games. I think this would have been my second choice.
Without a doubt this year.
Either that or Wisconsin.
Wisconsin last year would have been pretty cool.
They're so depressing to watch. I want to go to Wisconsin when jump around feels...
Yeah, when they're good.
Yeah, like when they're old school Wisconsin, this is going to be a bloodbath physically.
I also feel like Iowa fan is a fun fan to hang out with, and I've never really interacted with Iowa fans, although I did see a guy in the neighborhood yesterday walking around with an Iowa shirt. I thought he was going to yell something at me in my Duck jacket. Well, I thought, well, that's interesting. There's an Iowa fan in the neighborhood.
There's lots of little pockets. When we go up to Kraken games, if we go on Saturday, the little sports bar we go to right near there is a Iowa alumni watch party for their games.
That's random.
And there are people, they're all decked out, but like former band members bringing their saxophones and stuff in there playing the fight song when they score.
That's pretty cool.
Totally random. There's like 20 of them.
They seem like they have they wear punt sweatshirts. They got a good sense of humor. Like,
I think they know who they are.
They know what the program is. They're proud. They're prideful. But I think once you get there, bunch to hang out.
Getting there is somewhat of an ordeal. But once you get there, you'd have a great time.
Is it an ordeal?
From Portland, I don't know how many hops you have to take to get to Iowa City.
Yeah, what's the closest big airport?
Probably Chicago or St. Louis.
Like, what's worse to get to, Penn State or Iowa?
Yeah, and we did this with the Penn State game, but then we had Duck fans ended up saying there were some places that allowed you to get a direct flight into State College.
So maybe they do that for these kinds of games?
Maybe the same thing exists? I don't know.
I'm sure there's an airport in Iowa City. I just don't think there's anything direct from Portland. So.
If you're curious how the online Hawkeye fan feels, how about this one in the Iowa Reddit page? I wanted to make sure I kept this one. Live in Oregon hate this week on the Ducks, and the comment says they're like your white trash cousin that wins the lottery and now goes to Red Lobster and think they're better than you. Oregon without Crypt Keeper Phil Knight is Oregon State. Hopefully Dan Lanning does Dan Lanning things and goes for it on fourth down in inopportune times. Tell your OC to run the ball. The front seven is soft and will buckle. Go Hawkeyes.
I love it, dude. That's fantastic.
I don't need to send that to
Because they need to have, if they house him, there needs to be some cheddar biscuits on the side.
That is so good.
I think the wave, if they're up big by that point, is going to be a really nice,
That's why they do that in between the first
and second
quarters.
Do it in the first quarter,
early in the game. Fourth quarter.
Just in case this thing goes sideways.
Yeah, so that's where Iowa fan could be right now.
I love it, dude.
We got to learn to hate these people. They're calling you the white trash cousin. I mean, look, we got some white trash vibes in us. I'm not going to lie. You have to be able to look in the mirror and acknowledge your faults.
No, Eugene's an interesting place.
You know, there's Duck fans in Medford. You know, they exist. I get it. So we got some folks who go to Walmart.
Why didn't Medford just take a shot?
There's some
Medford's
grand,
nice.
There's some Grants Pass Duck fans
Medford's
down there.
Actually a metropolitan area.
You sure about that?
In between Eugene and Medford,
you sure about that?
There's some interesting stops.
Some of us smoke meth and go to Walmart. It's okay. All right. What do you want from us? We're not a perfect bunch. We're eclectic. Unique.
I've been to Grants Pass, and
my favorite. I saw an Iowa fan who was trying to claim that they lived in Oregon back before Oregon exploded, and tried to make the argument in the 1990s that D3 football teams were more popular than Oregon in the 1990s. It's like, when I lived there, D3 teams were more. It's like, look, I know that Oregon has exploded in popularity and changed the look as a program over the last 40 or so years. That's not like Oregon has always had a decent following. Autzen has always been a hard place to go play. No, maybe not in the 1970s, but if you're going 1990s on me, like, just stop it, okay?
You know the last time Oregon was at Iowa City?
I do not know that.
1989.
80, hey, look at that. Year I was born.
They won 44-6.
Suck it, Hawkeyes.
And the last time the two played.
But
I
thought we were a terrible program before Phil Knight. How could we ever beat a mighty program like Iowa before Phil Knight showed up?
Was Phil Knight not alive in 1989?
He was. He wasn't donating the program yet, though. That might have been an Anthony Newman team. Was he on the Ducks in 89?
He's your co-host.
I should know that.
You should know that. If you don't, I'm going to text him and tell him Dirt doesn't know anything about you.
Well, I did. Yeah, if he's there, that gives us something to talk about.
He was 85,
he
right?
He might have already been in the NFL.
84?
Yeah, I think he was in the NFL.
He's like an 83, 84, 85
I think 86
guy, right?
was his last year. Okay. 86 was his last year.
And then Oregon defeated Iowa when they played in Eugene in 1994, 40-18.
So we're 2-0 all time against Iowa? We're undefeated?
2-1.
You're 1-2.
Oh, okay.
You lost in 1949.
Yeah. That doesn't count.
34-31 in Iowa City.
Okay. And if you believe that history is going to repeat itself, the Ducks are averaging 38.3 points per game in the three meetings. I always love when you have to go back to 94 and 89 and 49.
Like those have any bearing on this game or count. You know, all time. I like the numbers historically. Yeah, because it's the same team as it was in 1989.
Why do they show those graphics in football, like NFL and college? Will they be like, all time, Y.H. Hill last score? And it's like, why does that matter in this game whatsoever?
It has no bearing on what's going to happen on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium. It's going to be a tough game, despite the fact that Oregon has dominated it clearly the last two times they played it.
Well, it is going to be a tough one. Interesting little nugget here, just to the matchup in general. And we'll get to the daily ticker. It's going to be an audio ticker. We got a couple stops from our friends Dan Lanning, Bill Conley, and Adam Rittenberg on this one. FanDuel opened this one at 6.5 on Sunday, and the over-under is at 42.5. It's dropped to 5.5, but the over-under went up a point, 43.5.
That's interesting. That's an interesting turn. You'd think if you're leaning Iowa to win, it would probably be the opposite direction, or Iowa to cover, I should say. I think your guess would be it's going to be a lower-scoring game if Iowa covers, and so I would tend to think Iowa and the under would be the combo bet, but the over going up is interesting.
The Ducks are two spots behind Iowa nationally in scoring defense. They're coming in at 6th in the country, giving up 13.5 points per game. They have the country's top passing defense, giving up only 124.6 yards per game through the air. And their defense, the rush defense, is giving up 114.8 yards per game, which is 31st nationally.
Two pretty good defenses going into this game. That's one thing that I think both teams can hang their hat on. And then the question becomes the other side of the ball. Can Oregon's offense figure it out? And can Iowa throw it? Or do they even need to throw it? Can Oregon slow down their rushing attack?
Let me ask you this, because I want to go to the ticker here. Are we excited about the idea of the game more so than the actual game itself? Because I've been noting how people are registering this one, and I do think Iowa's going to be ranked tonight. So to your point earlier, this might be a top 25 matchup.
They should be. What are they, 6-2 right now in the Big Ten? In both their games, they lost a one-score game at home, 20-15, because they took a late safety was the final. But it's a one-possession game against the number two team in the country in Indiana.
They pushed them.
And the other one, I want to say, was Iowa State hit a long field goal with like a minute to go early in the year, and then they had the ball with a chance to win it, and they couldn't do it offensively. But they've lost two games by a combined like 7 points this year.
But like, is this an actual, you're excited to see on the field game versus you're excited that it's a potentially ranked matchup that helps your resume.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I understand.
They're a tough watch sometimes.
Dude, without a doubt. Like, if you're not a Duck fan, I get why this game isn't screaming to you, like, ooh, get your popcorn out. It might be a little low. I mean, what was the over-under? 43 and a half. It's a pretty low over-under for a college football game. Not often do you see those, but they usually are included in Iowa games when they happen. I'm excited for the matchup and how it's going to look, just for the lessons that we're going to learn about Oregon and how do they handle a really good defensive team in a tough environment. That's a really good front seven. How does your quarterback look? How does he handle it? Like, I'm going to continue to say this because I feel it, and maybe it ends up being wrong, but I feel like this game kind of dictates the rest of Oregon's season. I'm a believer that Oregon at 10-2 gets into the college football playoff. I just think we're heading for more chaos. Miami lost, Georgia Tech lost, Vanderbilt lost. Like, I just think that's how the month of November is going to go. Hmm. We are in the witching hour of the college football season, if you will, where playoffs become non-playoffs and non-playoffs become playoffs. So I think 10-2 will be good enough to get in. If you win this game, I have a hard time seeing you lose two more times. I'm not saying USC can't beat you. I'm not saying Washington can't beat you. But I don't see you losing both of those games. And so that's why this one is so pivotal for me. If you lose this game, then you're faced with, okay, can we run the table the rest of the way? And if you don't, then you're not a playoff team. And it's a disappointing season. So I'm psyched just to see how they handle the challenge and then also the reality of there's a lot on the line this weekend for the rest of your year.
So that to me, and I know we need to go, but that to me, more you're more saying anything but the actual
Well, I'm just
game, you know
I'm
I mean?
Excited like, about the matchup of how does mainly how does Oregon's offense handle this defense?
The styles, right?
Just the
contrasting styles in
some
ways.
Can they avoid playing the style that Iowa's going to want them to play? And that is dragging you into the deep end and trying to drown you in the fourth quarter in a limited possession game. Can you avoid that?
I like that. How did you describe that? You called it, this is the witching hour of the college football
that's
season.
That's what November
is,
dude.
I think that's great. What did you say? The playoffs become no playoffs and no playoffs become playoffs?
This is Miami, dude. Like, they can't win games. There will be teams that we're looking at right now saying, oh, that's a play. And maybe Oregon is one of them saying that's a playoff team. And then it's going to snap of the finger. It's gone.
All right. Let's get to a unique daily ticker. We'll get to that. Hear from Dan Lanning on the Iowa, Bill Conley and Adam Rittenberg. That's next. Dirt and Sprague 105.1 rolls on hour number two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing, independently brewing on the Oregon coast since 1996. Discover even more flavors from your local coast with Pelican's new craft sodas. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Indeed, they got those sodas out at a store near you. Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach, online at pelicanbrewing.com. Five coastal locations with the addition of the new Rockaway location. Go check it out if you get a chance to go out to the coast. Pelican
Shout.
Brewing.
Offense, offense, hey.
Born at the beach.
Sorry, that was a fat finger. Fat finger apologies.
It's okay. It's just awkward to hear John Gruden in my head.
It's the one I was reaching for. I was reaching for the ding. Going for the ding there. Going for the ding.
Thank you. We were talking about Oregon, Iowa, doing a little peekaboo here on a Tuesday. And so I thought, I got some landing cuts I want to play. Bill Conley on last week. He talked about this matchup and then Rittenberg yesterday. Let's start with landing. We'll see what the college football playoff rankings will give us tonight. They will have the first set of them released. I don't know how I'm going to follow it because I'm holding the line here.
Yeah, I don't have ESPN anymore.
To see it.
Who cares? You'll just find out online.
I don't like to watch the show anyway.
You get
I find
the committee chair that comes on and he gives you some nonsense argument that doesn't make any sense and you just end up yelling at your TV anyways.
Here was Dan Lanning at his Monday presser on Iowa and, you know, maybe they should get more respect.
There's some great teams that we're going to see over the next few weeks, and Iowa certainly sets that off. You know, I'm shocked this team isn't ranked. If you look at the way they've been playing, especially recently, and the job that they've done, they jumped out really fast against a Minnesota team that plays good football. Had a big win this past weekend, so I think this team probably is not getting near enough credit that they deserve for the kind of team that they are.
Yeah, and we'll see if they get ranked tonight in the playoff. And I hear his point. He's just reacting to the AP poll and to what you said earlier. If the playoff committee comes out and says they're top 25, then they're a legitimate top 25.
Yeah, I look at the rankings right now, and I'm not sitting here arguing that Iowa is the same level as Alabama, Texas A&M, Ole Miss, Georgia. That's not my argument. You're telling me that they're not on the same level as Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Missouri just gets a free skate with a 2-loss to be ranked inside the top 20. Tennessee is still ranked, by the way. They now have 3 losses.
Cincinnati was on the AP poll too, weren't they?
Cincinnati at 7-2,
and they
still
lost
ranked
45 to like 15 or whatever.
What are
it was.
We doing? So Iowa's not better than those teams. Like, right. Get the hell out of here with that.
Lanning did also talk about the Iowa defense. I know that Hawkeye person's jokingly saying, "Please run the ball." I'm fascinated to see the front seven battle. Yeah. Right, that Duck offensive line has had some questions. I think their numbers look good, but people kind of still look at that group and wonder how truly good are you? This will be a really good test for them on the road. Here's Dan Lanning on Iowa's defense.
Like I said, I think it all starts with their defensive line and the way they play up front. They eat up a ton of blocks up front. They're really aggressive. They're hard to get to the second level on because they do such a good job with the defensive line. Their safeties do a great job supporting the run, and their backers scrape and fit really well. They put their guys at times on islands, and you don't see people take advantage of it because they perform really well outside. So it's just tough. It's a suffocating defense. They do a good job.
83.88 yards per game. Right now, Iowa third in the Big Ten rush defense.
Pretty damn good. I think you'd have to look at like comparable rosters in terms of talent of trying to find something that applies here and not like, hey, what did you do against Stony Brook in week one or who I can't remember who they played. But there are some that are more applicable. Like the Indiana game is one that I would circle. On the game total, they gave up 104 rushing yards to Indiana. But that was also deflated by sack yardage. I think Indiana lost about 50 yards in sacks in that game. And so that's another big part of this Iowa defense that they can give you some confusing looks and get after the quarterback. Roman Hemby, the top running back for Indiana in that game, and they're not known as a run-heavy, dominant on-the-ground team, but he had 15 carries for 86 yards and averaged 5.7 yards per carry. Mm. So some better backs have been able to do it, but that's always been the calling card of Iowa. It is, we're going to play low-scoring games. We're not going to beat you scoring 40. We're going to hold you to what we want to hold you to. We'll make a play on special teams. We'll force a turnover. And next thing you know, you're in a tight one-score game in the fourth quarter that you didn't see coming.
Right now, the Stats Award advanced stats preview says Oregon has a 54.2% win probability going in, and the projected points are 23.96 to 21.66.
So maybe the under is the play for a lot of people.
Well,
and
that
Iowa,
would be the over.
That would technically that would be the over. But a lot of people are starting to like Iowa plus 5.5, plus 6.5, wherever you're getting the line right now.
I don't blame people for jumping on the points. I also find it hilarious how hyped up they're making the quarterback of Iowa. Was it Mark Gronowski?
Mark Gronowski. He's got a Fu Manchu, dude. He had one of the great walk-off interviews.
Four passing touchdowns on the season.
I mean, look, here's what I would say about him. It's not, I've gone back and watched a couple of Iowa games in the bye week. I watched their game against Indiana. I watched the blowout win over Minnesota. The Minnesota game, they were good offensively. I'm not going to sit here and pretend as if they were bad. That also was a game that was inflated score-wise by non-offensive points. They had a pick six in the first half. Mm. Caden Wiegen, their good punt returner, returned a punt. Like, they found other ways to score that then, I think you just look at the box score and you say, man, 41-3, and then you pull it up. I think Iowa in the game had like 240 total yards of offense, but they won the game 41-3. That's what they can do to you. I also think that we're praising him because the bar has been so low, and it's also not incorrect to praise him because their passing offense feels better than it has in a number of years. Now, when you're better than the worst in the country, I'm not saying you're elite throwing the ball. He has three games this year where he hasn't even thrown for 100 yards. What he can do that is maybe more impactful than some of their quarterbacks at years old, and I'm not going to pretend to remember every Iowa quarterback in the last 10 years, he's a really good athlete. He's a dynamic guy with his legs.
They're averaging one more yard in passing offense this sure. year than they averaged all of
so
last year.
So it's not
year.
That different. But I just, in terms of watching him, it feels more competent. But I also didn't watch every Iowa game last year. And some of them not having big games is a byproduct of the opponent that they're playing, and also because he's gone off. Like, they beat Penn State. He only had 68 passing yards in that game, but they only threw it 16 times. He ran it for 130 yards on Penn State. So that's the dynamic part of him that could hurt you. And we saw that late in the Oregon-Indiana game when Oregon needed stops. What killed him on multiple drives? It was Mendoza pulling it in zone reads
yep.
and picking up 9, 10, 12, 15 yards and sliding down to the ground. Gronowski is a very good athlete that can use his legs.
You're not wrong there. The completion percentage, 62.7 last year. So far, it's 63.8. So the completion percentage is up 1%. And then yards per attempt this year, Iowa is averaging dead last 5.6.
Yeah, I mean, they're
last
not
last year they were averaging 6.6. So mm-hmm. like, I think your point on the rushing part is the most important part of this, because the numbers really aren't. He's just funnier.
He's funnier.
He looks more of an Iowa quarterback, right? He probably has a dip in. He literally looks like their Gardner Minshew is what he looks like. And so the numbers don't actually bear out that he's really that much better. Here's Bill Conley. We asked him last week on a early Oregon-Iowa matchup since there was a bye. Bill Conley on the Oregon-Iowa matchup.
Their defense was a little, I'm not going to say shaky. They were still not allowing all that many points. But, you know, they got into a little bit of a track meet with Rutgers early on. But the last few weeks, the defense has been, awesome. Penn State got to 24, but they needed that block field goal to do it. And so it's an Iowa defense again, which means zone defense, no big plays whatsoever. You're going to have to settle for 4-yard rushes a lot and just, you know, not make the one mistake that they're waiting on you to make. And the offense is running the ball really well. They're 12th in my rushing success rate measured. Again, no big plays. There are no big plays in Iowa games. That's the main lesson there, unless it's a kick return, or an interception return, I guess. Yeah. But they are much, much, much more efficient offensively than they were a couple of years ago. And and that's working out pretty well. So it's just going to be – it's just hard. Like, even Indiana, like, they got it done. But it's just, you're never going to enjoy playing Iowa. You just have to go in, not make the killer mistake, and just kind of wait them out.
They've only given up Iowa's defense one run of 20 plus yards.
It's really good, man.
15 plus 10 yards. That's actually the best in the conference. You know who's second? Oregon.
Hey.
So both of these defenses, this is where it kind of could get ugly. Both the defenses, and in terms of like allowing long running plays,
yeah,
they don't give up a lot. Oregon is second in that same category, but in passing. And Iowa is third. So big play, limiting big plays is a big part of why these defenses are having statistically good seasons.
Well, I think the biggest key for Oregon's defense will be to not allow them to dictate the style of the game, because I think that's where Iowa can get you. I've made the analogy this week. This reminds me of going in and playing a Stanford game. And I remember the memes out of those games sometimes where there was like 17 offensive linemen on the field, and that's what it feels like when you play Stanford. That's Iowa. Like, they want you to have eight possessions the entire game. They want to run it for 3.5 yards per carry, pick up a first down, and have a 7.5 minute drive that ends in a touchdown or a field goal. And you look up and you say, wait a minute, we touched the ball once in the first quarter and we went 3 and out. Now it's only our second possession in the second quarter.
We're over it here. So I'm looking at their numbers. Like, Oregon's not... Isn't that kind of what Oregon is, though? Like, they want to run the ball. They're killing clock. Like, they're controlling. I know they have plays and touchdowns where they score really quickly.
They just had 750 yards against Rutgers 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what...
was 2 weeks ago.
I'm not saying the numbers aren't better than Iowa's, but you say, like, you don't want to play Iowa style of football.
I don't think they want to do that at all. I think Oregon wants as many possessions as humanly possible this week.
Right, but if Oregon dominates the ball for 8 minutes by just running it down their throat,
depending on the time and the score of where you're at. If you're up by 14 in the third quarter and you want to have a 9 minute drive to go up by 21, I think they're more than willing to do it.
Because it's kind of what they did against Northwestern.
Yeah, I mean, they want to suffocate you once they get you in a lead, sure, in the second half. I think Iowa's game plan the entire game is that. I think Oregon's going to want to come out and try and go with a little bit of tempo and get a lead early in the game and say, you try and keep up with us. If we get a 10 point lead or a 14 point lead, we're going to win this game. You don't have the ability to throw your way back into it.
Okay, I have something I want to carry over because we're against it, but that's the Daily Ticker. Some audio cuts there. Dan Lanning giving compliments to Iowa at his press conference and Bill Conley on the matchup. Daily Ticker brought to you on the Fan by Pelican Brewing Company. Born at the beach, 5 coastal locations, newest one, Rockaway Beach. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. A carryover on one note I want to get to on that, because I'm not sure I agree with you on it. So we'll get to that coming up on the other side. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local game live every Sunday all season long, starting just $30 for the first year. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. The Trailblazers sucked yesterday. They were terrible. And it's a Mail Sack Tuesday, so get the Mail Sack questions in to the Fan text line, 503-864-6326. Good morning. We're on 105.1, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, and, of course, the YouTubes.
It's a good-looking sack so far.
We're doing an early little...
I write them down as they come in. It's a good-looking sack.
Okay, good to know. Doing an early Oregon-Iowa peekaboo here. And
I love a good game of peekaboo.
I do too.
Who doesn't?
I mean,
peekaboo. Little guy's really into peekaboo right now.
All little kids love peekaboo.
We're about an hour a day is peekaboo. You know, it's about an hour of our afternoon.
Just constant
peekaboo, 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 peekaboo.
It's funny when they start doing it to you, if you feel the same way about it as they do.
Whoa, that was a scary one, buddy. Good job.
You said something interesting. We get the first playoff rankings tonight. We'll see how that goes. I'm sure everybody's going to be level-headed and have no grandiose takeaways after just the first week of the rankings.
I will yell at my television. I can't wait.
And Swag should be pretty disappointed with something.
Oh.
He hasn't mentioned it to you and I yet. Oh. I'm kind of shocked he hasn't. Oh. And no, it has nothing to do with him not wanting to watch his team in a Game 7 of the World Series to repeat. has something else. It's about something else.
Dirty little tease.
Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. I think I disagree with you. I mean, I certainly understand, like, when we watch these games, this is where previewing versus reacting, I just always rather react to what you see, but...
Sure, nobody has any clue how it's going to play out or what their game plan is going to be.
So I kept thinking of Indiana and the Wisconsin game with Oregon, because you say you don't want to get caught playing their game. So I went and looked up, because I know how Iowa likes to play, right? Like, they're not the most explosive offense. Their passing attack is being kind of complimented as if it's way better. It statistically really isn't. We know what they want to do. And I looked at time of possession just out of curiosity. Iowa is 22/10 of a second possessing the ball longer than Oregon currently is per game.
Look at that stat.
And the only reason I bring that up is I certainly understand what you're saying, and I know Oregon is very capable. If Oregon come out and throw it DeCorian Moore in the first possession on a long bomb and two plays, like, we're not going to be shocked, right? It's a deke on a 30-yard hit. That's not going to shock us. But I go back to Wisconsin, and I know weather is a big part of that one, but I also go back to Indiana, and I think they're very similar here. I think what Dan Lanning has built and what he has talked about a little bit is they don't have to play one style of football. No. You can put them in any situation against any kind of team, and the way they're built is if they play what we would describe as the kind of football Iowa wants to play. Dan Lanning just did that against Wisconsin. Everybody, why didn't you beat him by more? He was like, it wasn't going to be that kind of game. So what did they do? They flexed out. Indiana, it wasn't like it was the highest scoring game ever.
No.
He kicked a field goal on a spot he usually goes for. Why? He valued points and relying on his defense. Mm-hmm. Now, it didn't work out for him, but he understands games are going to be played certain ways. So I think that's my only pushback is I don't think there's a style of football you don't want to play. I think Dan Lanning is comfortable playing any kind, whether that's a Northwestern game, an Indiana game, or a Wisconsin game. If Iowa comes out and runs the ball for 7 minutes, I think he's totally cool doing the same thing and saying, if it's 6-6 at the half, it is what it is style-wise.
Yeah, I find it interesting of, I think other games are hard to compare to this one because the Wisconsin game was such a bad, like limited possessions was not the issue against Wisconsin. They had a ton of possessions because Wisconsin's offense is the worst in the country. And so there was never really a fear that they were going to score or possess the ball for a considerable amount of time.
Agreed.
The game that I would more point to is the Northwestern game. Mm-hmm. If you go back to the Northwestern game, I believe it was 17-0 at the half. But it was 10-0 with like 2 minutes to go in the first half when Oregon got their last possession of the first half. And everybody said, man, what's wrong with the Oregon offense? Why isn't the week before against Oklahoma State, they scored, 69. They 69 a Cowboy. That was great. But in reality, it was because they only had four possessions the entire first half. They punted on their opening drive. Then they scored a touchdown. Then they scored a field goal. Then they scored a touchdown. But it was only 17-0. And on the box score, it didn't look great, but they scored on three of their four drives. What Northwestern was able to do was possess the ball for a long time, and they'd kind of move it into Oregon territory, and then they'd stumble, throw a pick or miss a field goal or take a bad sack or fumble or get a stop on fourth down, and they weren't able to capitalize on it. I just think in games like this, I think in the second half, Dan Lanning does pride himself on the ability to do different things in different ways. If we have a lead, we'll go on a 9-minute touchdown drive if we need to. I don't like using the Wisconsin game again as an example because at that point it was pouring down rain and wind was blowing 30 miles an hour. And that was really the only way that they could score. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to methodically go down the field because we don't have the ability to create a big play going into this win and we're not going to throw the football downfield.
Yeah.
I just think when you're playing a team like Iowa, when you have a limited possession game, it adds to more variance that is out of your control. Like, let's ask this question going in. What percentage of Oregon drives in the game do you trust that they're going to score on?
Ooh, that's a great question.
And that then leads to, okay, is that 50% of their drives? Is it 40? Is it 60? Depending on the answer.
If the stats are right, then yeah, it's probably in that 50 to 40-something
percent. What if you only have three drives in the first half?
Yeah.
And Iowa finds a way to break a big play with Gronowski making a run. You scored on one of your three drives. It was impressive, but the other two times you had to punt. Now you're in a 7-7 game. Yeah. The easy thing to say is, of course, the defense wants to get off the field every time they're on the field. Like, right. Thanks, Tips. I know that's kind of what I'm pointing out. I just think that they would love to say, I think when you have better athletes on the field, which Oregon, in my opinion, unquestionably has. Strong in certain areas, but I think they have more speed and more skill at certain spots. I'm just like, we want to give these guys as many chances as possible to score.
Sure.
And the more possessions we get, if we're scoring on 50% of our possessions and we only touch it four times, that's either 10 or 14 points at the half, and Iowa might be right in the game.
I hear what you're saying. I don't even know if we're saying anything really different overall. Like, yeah, you want as many possessions as possible, right? But like, I also think if you are stuck in that, and sure, there's a wild card factor to it where you have limited possessions. I mean, we can play hypothetical both ways, whether it's good or bad for Oregon. I just think if they're in that game, there's nothing about them or the coaching staff. I don't know if they win. Maybe they do. Maybe they don't. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing about the coaching staff and the way they've built the program under Lanning that would lead me to go, well, they're playing so-and-so style of game. I think they just built enough talent where they can be any style of game.
Yeah, it's kind
of
what I'm saying. I don't disagree with that.
When you get to the talent level that you're talking about and you're right.
Like, they can play in different styles for sure.
They can play in the back and force or they can play in the physical rough you up, all limited possessions thing. And if you win that, then okay. But if you don't, well, it goes to your point on the variance of limited possessions. But I just don't think they're going in saying there is – We have to avoid this style. I think they're examining the tape.
That's fair.
Complimentary of the defense. And he's like, if they get stuck in the 6-6 halftime game, I don't think that coaching staff's going in and going, whoa, we're playing their style.
No.
I think they would expect it and go, okay, this is what this game kind of felt like going in.
We knew we were going to be in a dogfight. We're in a dogfight. I guess the better way to say it was, I think Iowa can only win the game if it's in their style.
If they drag it down
into
that.
If this is a low-scoring 10-10 game going into the late third quarter and you're like, man, Oregon's only touched the ball five times at this point because Iowa keeps having eight-minute drives and then either kicking a field goal or doing whatever they're doing at the end of it. I think that's more of what I'm trying to say. Can you dictate the style that Iowa can't play? Can you come out and have fast tempo, use a no-huddle blur offense early, rattle them a little bit and say, hey, we got a lead, and now you got to throw you can't go on an eight-minute drive because you're down by 14 in the third quarter.
Sure.
You don't have that many possessions left because now we can turn the clock back and go on a 7 or 8 minute drive, and we have the ability to do both. You don't have the ability to do both.
Okay, I hear what you're saying there, because if you get Iowa that's down 13.
Yeah,
you're going to feel like, oh my God, this feels like 20.
If this is a 17-3 game at the halftime, are we all saying it's over? Right? Like, is Iowa going to erase a four? Like, it's not a guarantee, but the chances are greatly in your favor. Iowa wants this game to be 10-10, 13-10, 7-6. That's what they want at halftime.
That's the ideal.
And don't allow them to do that. But that's easier said than done because you're playing one of the best defenses that you'll face all year. I would say on the other side of it, I know Oregon is going to focus on it clearly. Dude, I don't even know if I would play with a safety on the opening drive of the game. I give me seven linebackers on the field and say, you know what? We got young corners. If you beat us, you beat us. Man on man, you're on an island. If you beat us deep, you beat us deep. We're not going to let you run the football. Easier said than done, but that would be my thought going in.
Is it a Danielson game? Who's calling
this would
the game?
This would be a Nestler and Danielson,
It'd be so funny to hear him go, I don't think they got a safety. There's no safety.
Where's Thieneman? He's playing defensive end right now.
Swag was ridiculed yesterday for his Dodgers Game 7 stuff, and I would argue rightfully so. I mean, I know he's defending himself, rightfully so. A little bit of a bummer today for Jason Swigart, and I'll tell you what about next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How about this one from national reporter Jordan Schultz?
Ooh.
We'll see if any deals get done today, but the two teams I'm watching for a potential holy crap trade are the Seahawks and Broncos.
Wow. A couple of teams that look like wagons right now.
God, what did the Seahawks add? Miles Garrett.
What do the Broncos need? What would you add? Defensively, they've been really good.
Max Crosby.
I mean, yeah, if you could go get Max Crosby.
Max Crosby with that line already.
I mean, I feel like they're pretty good at wide receiver. Offensive line has been solid for them. I think from a pass block grade, Denver's had one of, if not the best offensive line in the NFL this year. They've been really good.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But we have a lot to get to in the third hour of the program. By the way, we got a MailSack Tuesday, so get the MailSack questions in at 503-864-6326. We'll get to that at 9:15-ish.
Oh, what happened?
We do have breaking news, though. We must pass along, as we do every year at this time of year. Jason Swigard not named People Magazine's Sexiest Man of the Year.
The candidacy fell short again this year on Election Day, huh?
Well,
I voted for you, buddy.
We had some budget issues. We couldn't get the normal amount of promotion out that we like this year.
Sorry, dude.
I've seen that bulge. I voted for you.
Yeah. You've showed it enough around the office.
I know what you're working with.
I thought you had the momentum going in.
Felt like it was starting your year. You know, the salt and pepper is starting to come in a little bit.
Dude, it looks great. You got good full volume up there. You're ditching the glasses on a more full-time basis.
You ever going to grow a beard back?
The
you look better with a shadow.
Not a fan of it.
You look good with a shadow.
Doesn't like the tickle?
I think it looks best, honestly, if I'm going to do facial hair, the goatee actually looks best.
Yeah, bring the goatee back.
Really? I think she hates that. Well, no, just the mustache she hates because I look like my dad, and that's just weird.
Yeah.
But she's a bigger fan of clean shaven than anything else.
Okay, all right. I think I'd like to see you with the goatee. Some would say you would have won People Magazine's Sexiest Man of the Year if you
had
the goatee.
Who beat me? I haven't seen the results. Once I got, the call, thanks, but yeah. Not you this year.
Yeah.
I kind of just tuned out and got ready for Pilots Hoop season.
Jonathan Bailey.
Who is that?
Who's that?
He was in Jurassic Park.
Which one?
The latest one. The one with Scarlett Joe. If you Google, you'll go, oh, that guy. That's who he is, if you're not following the entertainment world.
Yeah.
I don't really recognize this guy. I don't think I've seen anything with him in it.
He's been in a few things.
He's in Bridgerton. I've never watched Bridgerton. He was in Wicked. I have not seen Wicked.
Yep.
Broadchurch. Never heard of it.
Yep.
Crashing.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he's British.
A British guy.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I need to work more with dinosaurs and CGI, apparently. That's
what you need.
That's where it's at.
Not going to be a memorable one. I'm going to give you a hot take. He's a good actor. Yeah, I don't know how memorable
Brad Pitt,
that's.
It's not Clooney.
No, well, that's, that day and age is kind of gone.
Yeah. They've already won it. You can't. I mean, how many times can you be the sexiest man alive? Once you've been the sexiest man alive, you're done.
Did Kelsey win it, or am I misremembering a joke?
I think that was a...
Jason Kelsey?
I think that
the
was...
The Rock won it. I know that.
Yeah.
That was kind of a controversial one.
Did Jason Kelsey win it last year?
I don't know.
If he won it, it was
we
like...
We should give it to more larger gentlemen. Recently.
I mean, that's kind of the everyman one, Jason Kelsey winning
here
it.
So Jonathan Bailey won it this year.
Yeah.
Last year was John Krasinski.
Krasinski, thank you.
Patrick Dempsey in 2023.
I mean, he is
McDreamy.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
Chris
McDreamy.
Evans in 2022.
Yeah.
Okay.
Paul Rudd in 2021.
That was a controversial one because he's like 40-something, and I'm like, okay.
I could have beaten Paul Rudd.
Michael B. Jordan in 2020.
You think you're hotter than Paul Rudd?
No, I'm kidding.
Can I ask you guys this question going into the third hour?
Why can't we give it to more normal-looking guys?
Because it's sexiest man.
I mean, what are we doing? Why can't that be sexy? I find Paul Rudd sexy.
Yeah. Dad bods.
Dad bods are back and they're in. Yeah. Chicks dig it.
Is that true?
That's true.
They're back again?
That's what people are telling me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the word on the street.
Krasinski has a big dad bod?
He's got a big dad bod, yeah. He's got a little fat.
We saw Kershaw's dad bod there in the
Kershaw,
postgame.
How much weight has he put on? Holy hell. I was impressed.
I don't think that's a dad bod. I think that's fat. I think he's fat.
Is he going to get... How weird would that be if he just got really fat?
I'd argue he's there.
I seen guys who
did
were.
Did you see him shirtless?
I mean, it was, yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Like, what's the line between dad
made
bod?
Me feel good about myself. I'm like, hey, that guy just won a World Series and he looks like that.
That's a Hall of Famer right there,
that
baby.
That is a first ballot
Hall of Famer. Body.
A 6'3 lefty Hall of Fame pitcher made you feel better about
it
yourself?
Did. Yeah, looking in the mirror like, you know what? It's not that bad, actually. I'm kind of looking like that.
Two things here. I don't know. What is the line between dad bod and fat, or do you guys have them as the same thing in your minds? Because I.
They're both the same.
Well,
not all dad bods are fat, but
they're not.
It's a gray area.
They're not ripped. They're not tight.
There's a what?
I don't know how to explain it.
You know it when you see it.
You know it when you see it.
Like porn.
You know it when you see it. When you see a dad bod, you're like, that's a dad bod.
There's somebody in my
and my
you
thought
can't
isn't
have
immediately
a boiler
fat.
Work, and you can't be like, you know, flopping over the belt line there.
There's not like, you know, Bert Kreischer.
There's somebody
his
in
body
our,
shape like that's fat. That's not
that's
a dad
fat.
Bod.
Yeah,
fat dad bod is just you got a little.
I'm thinking of somebody in our
it's
office.
It's undefined.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm thinking of the same person.
Yeah,
that's a dad bod.
That's dad bod.
That's not fat. That's a dad bod.
Okay, and then also very quickly, do you think you guys know what your wives find sexy? Not attractive. Not oh, you look good. What your wives find sexy.
Like what I, how I present myself, like how to do it to
no.
make me look sexy.
What does your wife
oh, I don't,
find sexy?
Probably not me. But I know the look that I could put on that makes her think I'm sexy.
Really?
I do, yeah.
You want to share those secrets?
Hell no, I'm not sharing the secrets. I don't want some other guy stealing my wife with my sexy look. I don't think so, buddy.
Boy, if you're worried about a guy pulling off your sexy look because you'll lose your wife,
I got
a bigger conversation to
have. I got a dad bod, man. Maybe she's into dad bods. Maybe that's what she finds sexy.
I don't think I can answer this about my wife.
No, I don't know if I can either.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's a bit of an issue.
Sexy. Like, does my wife find Jonathan Bailey sexy?
Right.
Because he's sexiest man alive.
He's the sexiest man. He's only 37 years old. Hmm. He's got a beard. You know, British dude. He's all right, I guess.
Loaded third hour of the program. The Blazers drop one. College football playoff rankings release. We got a lot to get to. And don't forget the mail sack in the 9 o'clock hour. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.